It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Welcome to this week's Power Back episode. Today we are talking about hiding from your money, or should I say no longer hiding from your money. Earlier this week, we talked with Allie Williams about how to pay off your debt, save, and spend all at the same time. And if you're like, how does that even happen, and you didn't catch that episode, definitely go back and listen to episode 131. Before we get back into talking about and owning your money, let's first talk about owning where you are today. And, you know, I'm going to be real vulnerable with you here for a second. I have realized that I've not really done a stellar job of telling you about how I can support you outside of the podcast. I mean, it's kind of come to my attention that many of you may not even know that I am a coach. I love working with female entrepreneurs and women who have an unfulfilled calling. My goal is to help get you into your own version of alignment. And what is alignment? Alignment is when you are at your most centered full self. You're making decisions that feel good. You're taking actions that feel good. You're running your business the way that you want to. And you're showing up in this world in the way that resonates the highest with you. To me, alignment is the combination of your younger self, your present day self, and your higher self, all working in perfect harmony together. Think of alignment like being on an 8-lane highway, and there is no one on the road, and you're just cruising. Being in alignment gives you so much power, your power back, to be very specific, and it allows you to be who you are, to show up in this world the way that you want to have the success that you know that you're destined for, to have the peace and the happiness and the ease that you're like, where is all of this magic? And my role as your alignment coach is to help you discover what that is, what it feels like, and how to access it on a daily basis. So moving forward, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about these programs because they're here to help you. I'm here to help you. And honestly, it's time to be seen and heard. Look, they say we teach what we most need to learn, and here we are experiencing it together. So if you're interested in my coaching programs, I have a few different options. We can do group stuff together through the Gutsy Collective. If you're needing very quick, very precise guidance to make a shift so you know what to do next, I encourage you to book an alignment session. Or if you're really ready to dig in and rediscover who you are, what you truly desire, and how to take aligned action to expand your business in a way that feels most fulfilling to you, I offer one-on-one, 3-month, and 6-month coaching packages. So if any of that rings your bell, go to lauraora.com. I would love to have a conversation with you. You can book a discovery call, and we'll take it from there. Okay, friends, back to your money. The number one thing that I hear when we start talking about money is, I'm afraid of how bad it actually is. If I look at my numbers, then I have to swallow the pill and look at all of the decisions that I made and see how much debt I have and see how much income I'm not actually making. If I just don't look at it, then I don't have to realize all that. And I get that. Look, I have been there. Oh, have I been there? And here's the reality behind that. While that may give you temporary comfort, it has stripped away every ounce of your financial power. When everything's locked in a drawer or stacked on a desk or laying on a kitchen table, the power is in other people's hands. Now, I also want to say that this is not about a shame game. So if you do have those things, if you do have those piles, if you haven't looked at your numbers in 6 weeks, 3 months, hell ever, okay. There's no shame in that here, because if you're listening to this episode, it tells me that you are ready to make a shift, that you might be ready to go through that stack, that you might be ready to look at and face the numbers. And even further beyond that, you're ready to make money and to feel empowered by money instead of it feeling like this giant 2x4 with nails that someone shoved up your asshole. out of sight is out of mind. And if we're not focusing on the numbers and creating healthy habits around it, they just run rampant. Looking at your numbers is the first step. This empowers you. This allows you to take the power back and say, you know what? I'm not where I want to be right now, but by looking at these things, I know that I now have the ability to get there. Because knowledge is power. And when you know where you're starting, you can create a plan to get to where you truly want to be. So first and foremost, one of my absolute favorite things in the world to do, and what I highly recommend you start with, is to create a money day. A money day is simply intentional time for you to spend time looking at, managing, and working with your numbers. We're not cramming numbers in between clients, not putting it off for 3 months and then having to reconcile a shit ton of numbers. We are now consciously deciding that once a week, we're going to get into numbers. And this can be so simple, my friend. Oh my gosh, please make this as simple on yourself as possible. Because when it's something that you enjoy, when it's something that it's simple, you're more likely to stick with it. So for me, my money day, and please take this with a grain of salt, build this the way that feels right to you. I'm just sharing my experience as an example. Maybe it'll spark some inspiration. My money day is on Sunday. Every Sunday, I work with my numbers. So usually late afternoon, I don't have like an hour where I'm like, oh, it is now 11 a.m. and it's time to work on my numbers. Personally, I don't work like that, but you may thrive on that. So if you work better with like set a timer and this is when I start, then do your thing. I usually get a cup of coffee. I put on some like lo-fi or house music, like music that makes me feel really good. I have an area in my home dedicated to working on my numbers. I collect all of my receipts, all of my bills, all of my like digital things that have, you know, need to be entered. And basically I'm gathering all of my numbers and I'm going into this cozy place with this cool chill music with my hot cup of coffee. And I start playing. It's things like entering receipts in or making sure that, you know, my QuickBooks that's connected to my bank account has pulled things in and the numbers have been matched and paying my invoices, scheduling out bills, and generally just looking at my numbers and my budget. And that's it. That's literally my money day routine. And I'll tell you what, when I first started it, it was a little bit challenging because I'm like, I had to make myself do it. But I knew that I was building a new healthy habit. And now, if I, for whatever reason, if I'm traveling or I'm not home, if I have to miss my Sunday money day, I feel like a part of me is missing. I went from not wanting to look at my numbers ever to now loving looking at my numbers and understanding what's going on. So first and foremost, create a new healthy habit. Just start. Whatever it looks like, whatever time of day, whatever day of the week, it does not matter. All that matters is that you do it. Because when you do it, you stick with it. And when you stick with it, you are empowered. Remember, the first time you do this, it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while, especially if you haven't looked at your numbers in a while. But it gets easier, it gets faster, and it gets more convenient. Now you're going to know, oh, this reoccurring invoice that comes out for my subscription comes out on the 15th of every month. Now that's not a surprise anymore. Oh, this client hasn't paid their invoice. I know that on a weekly basis, so it's no longer a surprise. I'm needing to buy some equipment and I've projected out what my income is going to be based on my commitments. Now I know when I can buy that thing. Whatever the goal is, whatever the desire is, looking at and managing your money gives you the power of knowledge. And then you can say, oh, look, this month doesn't have a whole lot of income coming in. What can I do to increase that? Or maybe things have been kind of stagnant for a while. You've been at the same income level and you're ready to ramp that up. Okay, I know where I've been. I know what my profits have been. Now it's time to go to the next level. Regardless of what your goal is, managing and knowing your numbers is a huge portion of your success. If you know where you are, can create a plan to get to where you want to be. If you're still having a little trouble getting over that hump, this is where an alignment session would be perfection for you. Because chances are there's probably some energetic stuff coming up. Maybe you just need guidance on what next step to take. If you want some clarity and need some guidance, go to lauraora.com and you can either book a discovery call, let's chat and see what works best for you, or you can go directly to booking an alignment session with me. On next Tuesday's episode of the Gutsy Podcast, we are talking about simplifying your life and your business so that you are able to scale your business. If you're like, I want to expand my business financially, but I cannot wrap my head around one more ounce of things to do, episode 132 with Jessica Yarbrough is going to help to clarify and streamline so you can expand and make more money. Online, I play the most over on TikTok and Instagram. You can find me. I am at that Laura Aura. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.